the state will not charge officers who fatally shot a Fairbanks man last Christmas Eve. An Alaska Office of Special Prosecutions report says three state troopers and two Fairbanks police officers lawfully used deadly force against 20-year-old Cody Iyer. Citing the report, Fairbanks police spokeswoman Yumi McCullough describes what police and troopers say led them to firing on Iyer.
Mr. Iyer did point his gun at the officers and made some pretty strong statements towards them that made the officers fear for their lives, the lives of their fellow officers, and they were close to a residential area, and we needed to make sure that that threat was stopped.
The report says officers were initially contacted to check on Iyer by a friend in Wasilla who said he'd seen him on Facebook Live talking about killing himself. Iyer's mother subsequently called 911 asking for help, saying her son was depressed, had been drinking, and had left the house on foot with a holstered handgun. The report says Iyer repeatedly threatened to kill himself and gestured his gun toward responding officers as they followed him along roads on Fairbanks' east side. The report says the five officers fired more than 40 rounds in two volleys at Iyer, in between which they say he remained a threat. First aid was administered, but Iyer died a short time later at the hospital. The fatal wound was to the back of his head. Iyer's handgun was not fired and only carried a single round. Speaking remotely from California, family attorney Mark Choate says they are disappointed with the Office of Special Prosecutions report.
The decision to not prosecute does not mean that the shooting was, quote, justified, unquote. The decision to not prosecute simply means that the special prosecutor determined that he could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the conduct was criminal. We remain convinced that the evidence will show that Cody's death was a result of poor training and judgment by a swatted-up group of officers who failed in their primary duty to protect Cody.
Cody Iyer was Alaska Native, and his family believes race was a factor in how law enforcement responded. They are preparing a civil rights lawsuit and plan to issue a press release soon.